Theresa May's Brexit deal is getting a lot of attention in the newspapers today, and it's all about trade. Donald Trump's having a go at the Prime Minister and making clear that if the proposed Brexit agreement goes ahead, it'll make it harder for America to trade with Britain. But right at the moment, it's not all bad for Yorkshire exporters. Today, a new report is highlighting the fact that goods exported from Yorkshire and the Humber increased at a faster rate than any other English region in the first half of 2018. Hinrich Voss, Associate Professor in International Business at the University of Leeds, has been talking about what this tells us.
Businesses do take opportunities now as they're coming in. And one of the questions with the data that has to be asked is, to what extent these increases in exports are strategic long-term partnerships that are evolving and being established, or if they are just one-off opportunities businesses take advantage of. And given the current environment, it wouldn't be surprising if it would be more one-off opportunities rather than strategic long-term partnerships, as we are not sure yet how in the long term different trade relationships will develop.
Well, if that's an academic view, Matt Soanes has been speaking to local exporter and importers about the report.
This area here is injection moulding, so it makes all the smaller components like pins, caps, jointing pieces.
This is the production line at one of West Yorkshire's many, many exporters. This firm trades all over the world, not just in Europe, from places like Russia to Japan to South America.
Ellen supplies the world, so everything's manufactured here. I don't manufacture anywhere else. I've got warehouses, so I hold stock locally, but everything's manufactured here.
Hiya, I'm James Smith. I'm one of the co-owners and directors of a company called A-Safe. We're the manufacturer of a unique polymer safety barrier. So we invented the world's first polymer safety barrier, what's used in factories and warehouses to protect the facilities, to protect people.
How has business been since the 2016 referendum result? Obviously, the pound has weakened quite a lot, so that must have favoured you as an exporter.
Our business was doing well before. We were growing and still are growing on an average of 40% every year for the last 5 years. But since the referendum, there's been no stop to the business. We've been growing very well. And the weak pound has also helped that. It helps us to be more competitive and carry on exporting more and more.
So we've heard from an exporter. Now let's hear from the other side. I'm hopping in the car back off to Leeds for a coffee.
So I'm sat in Salvo's Cafe in Headingley. I'm here with the owner, John Demone, and I'm surrounded by a lot of his stock, which is imported. A lot of it is Italian-looking. John, just explain what your business does.
We started off in 1976 with an Italian restaurant. 10 years ago, we expanded the business, and as well as expanding the restaurant, we also have an Italian delicatessen and cafe specialising in premium artisan Italian produce.
Well, obviously we're surrounded by it. We've got lots of pasta and lots of classic Italian stuff, olive oil, etc. This is all coming from the continent, so Brexit is quite a big thing on your mind.
Absolutely. Certainly, being an Italian sort of family business, we specialise in a lot in Italian produce. So certainly, as far as the impacts of Brexit, is very much at the forefront of my mind. I mean, as far as one of the biggest issues that we've had recently has been the exchange rate, of course. It's pushing up the cost of these imported goods, and furthermore, on the horizon, looking to the future, there is a concern that the pound, if it deteriorates even further, can we actually pass that cost on to the consumer? I'm still unsure about that myself.
Let's